The first member of the travelling community in the Northwest to ever graduate with a master's degree is with us now. David Friel is his name, and David graduated with his MA at IT Sligo last week, a master's degree in social care and social justice. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Neil, and thanks for having me on.
Well, you must be very proud, and your family and friends must be very proud of what you've achieved here.
Definitely. I think it was a very momentous occasion, Neil, and I was very proud to receive, to be the first traveller in the Northwest to have obtained that level of education. But as I said in a number of different forums, you know, it's a very stark reminder of where Irish travellers sit in terms of their social position in society.
Yeah. So it shouldn't really be the big deal that it is.
Well, it's fantastic to be the first, and I would say Senator Eileen Flynn would say the same. But it's also a very stark reminder for us. You know, when that detachment was handed over to me, I was filled with very different emotions. You know, I was thinking about my family members and community members who've been denied an education and have faced extreme levels of discrimination and racism at the hands of educational institutions. So it was a difficult one to suggest.
And you were very conscious of that, David, when you graduated.
Very conscious of that. And you know, my mother and father was there, and my other family members, and you know, they have some horrific stories of their experiences in school. So for me, it was kind of, they were living through me, if you can get me, Niall, in terms of receiving that qualification. But you know, and also it kind of, I'm really glad I done the MA in social care and social justice. You know, my bachelor's of science is in health and social care, but the social justice element was something that really aligned with my own personal values, you know, in terms of advocating for travellers' rights.
Yeah, and where to now after your MA, David? What will you do now, and what path will you take?
So I received the President's bursary from IT Sligo to do a PhD by research and thesis. So my master's thesis was looking at the impact of COVID-19 on Irish travellers. And the findings of that, Niall, was that, you know, on every indicator to measure disadvantage, travellers fared extremely poorly on the brunt of the pandemic. So that has been upgraded now to a PhD by thesis and research. And I think that's something really important to say as well, Niall. You know, the COVID-19 has been said to be this great equaliser. Regardless of any status, its effect is all the same, and that's not the case. You know, we're not all in this together. Unfortunately, those in society who are part of minority groups and, you know, people with disabilities and the LGBT community have all been disproportionately affected by the implications of COVID.
Yeah, and as I say, you got a first-class honours marking for your thesis in relation to that. But you would hope that what you've achieved education-wise, that it could be a benchmark for other travellers in the region.
And I think, you know, Niall, that's probably easier said than done.
Yeah.
I think that we have to look. Education can't be seen in isolation. No, it's instrumental for travellers to realise their human rights. But, you know, you're probably well aware of the situation in Sligo in terms of the couple living in their car.
Yeah.
Accommodation is one of the most critical issues facing the traveller community. If we look at any research or Maslow's hierarchy of needs, a secure base of accommodation is fundamental to succeeding life. If you don't have secure accommodation, your ability to sustain education is decreased. Then if you don't have formal education, then you can't get formal employment. If you can't get formal employment, we know poverty leads to very damaging effects in terms of your mental health and overall health, you know. And we see that with the Micah campaign, Niall. And I just wanted to comment on that, you know, at some of the letters that you received this morning.
Yep.
I think it's deeply upsetting to see what capitalism has done in our society, how we fight for resources, and how people who are victims of the Micah scandal are now being reprimanded to seek safe and secure accommodation. And it's very similar in the case of Irish travellers. All travellers want is safe, secure and culturally appropriate accommodation. It's a shared struggle.
Yeah, you said something very interesting after your graduation, David. You said, and you hoped, and I'm sure you will be an example for other members of the travelling community in terms of progressing in their educational career. But you qualify that by saying without having to give up their culture, traditions, or values. Has that been the case up to now, David, for travellers?
If we look at the curriculum, Niall, if we look at the educational curriculum, it is dominated by Western ideologies. You know, if you think of the primary curriculum, the first time I was told about travellers is when a wee boy called me a knacker in the play yard. I didn't know what it was till then. There's no mention of traveller history or culture. we are a part of Irish society. So when we go to school, Indigenous knowledge is dismissed. You know, there's no talk about it. You're in a settled space. So I feel a lot of travellers feel that that unfamiliar landscape of education, if you enter it, then you have to subsequently give up your ethnicity and culture, because it is so frowned upon in Irish society. We're seen as the less than, the second-class citizens, you know? And I think that schools have an important part to play at second level and at third level in terms of building on that multiculturalism and making education a safe space for travellers. Historically and contemporarily, you know, that's not the case. And I think that we have to remind ourselves and be cognizant of the historical elements that happened to travellers in education. My grandmother would speak, she's 84 years of age, probably one of the eldest travellers in Ireland, would speak about being deloused and washed before she went into school. My parents would speak about, you know, having not enough money for uniforms and being stood on top of a table and be taught Irish to the rest of the class because they weren't wearing their uniform and then going out to pick rubbish. You know, and they're not that old. So we have to remain kind of cognizant of them historical processes. And representation's a massive thing, Niall. We look at our third-level institutions. We have a couple of doctors. We have Dr. Cindy Joyce, Dr. Rosie McDonough, and Hannah McGinley. If we look at all our institutions at the university level, where's the representation in terms of traveller lecturers? You know, we have an MA in social care and social justice.
Yeah.
We have MAs in social, we have Bachelor of Science in social care, speaking on issues affecting travellers and Roma and minority ethnic groups. Where is the traveller's voice there? Where's the nothing about us without us there?